Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. This is lecture number 44 in our verse by verse study through Deuteronomy. We come today to chapter 31, verse 1. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. It says, "Then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel." Moses speaks to the entire nation, and he evidently went from tribe to tribe because it says that he went and told, or he went and spoke. Verse 2, "And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan." Moses says, "I can't get around like I used to." I guess that happens to everyone when they get to be in their 120s, huh? But he's in actually pretty good shape for his age. God took real good care of him. Verse 3, "The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said." Moses will not go into the land. He will die because of his sin. But the important thing for Israel is to remember that God will be with them, and God is the important one. Verse 4, "And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and their land, when he destroyed them." And so God will treat the enemy of Israel in the Holy Land the way he has been treating Israel's enemies up until this point. He will defeat them, and he will defeat them for his people, Israel. God has a track record, and Israel can count on him to be consistent. And that is one of the wonderful things about God. He is consistent. Verse 5, "The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you." God will hand their enemies over to them, and then they must deal with them in the way that God commanded. God creates opportunity, but then we must make use of it. Verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." In other words, Moses tells the Israelites that God won't let them down. God is there for his people. He never lets us down. He will always do what he says he will do. If people feel like God has let them down, then it is because they have assumed that he would do something that he never said he would do. Verse 7, "Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it." Moses evidently took Joshua with him on this whistle-stop tour of all the tribes, and he formally passes leadership to Joshua for all of them to see. And God is going to do it in a few minutes. Verse 8, "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." Joshua was a man of faith, sold out to the Lord. But Moses still encourages Joshua in the Lord. Everyone needs to be encouraged in the Lord from time to time, no matter how strong your faith is. We all need that. Verse 9, so Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. Moses is the one who wrote the book of Deuteronomy. Of course, he was inspired by God, but he was the human author. He then handed it over to the priest. Everyone should read the Word of God. Everyone should spend time in the Word, especially spiritual leaders like these priests. Verse 10, and Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of Tabernacles, we've covered that in the past, but I will remind you that it was a happy time. It was a happy religious celebration. All the harvest were in, and it was time to celebrate God's goodness. And every seventh year during that feast, the priest were to do verse 11. Verse 11 says, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. And it's not that this book of Deuteronomy had to be locked away for 7 years. It's just that every seventh year, for sure, there was to be a formal public reading of the entire book of Deuteronomy. 12. Gather the people together, men and women, and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law. God is saying everyone needs to take in the Word of God. Everyone. Even good Christians will drift from the Lord if they stop reading God's Word. The Bible says, your Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Verse 13, and that their children, who have not known it, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. People who do not instruct their children in the ways of the Lord, in the Word of God. Parents who say, well, I will not impose my religious beliefs on them, I will let them decide for themselves. Parents who say that, they will be accountable to God for not doing their duty toward God and their children. God says to his people, instruct your children concerning me. Teach them the Word of God. And of course, when they grow up, they must make up their own mind which way they're going to go. But a parent is still responsible to teach their children about the one true God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting, that I may inaugurate him. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of meeting. The torch is being passed to a new generation, as President Kennedy said in his inaugural speech, and that's what's happening here. It's being passed from Moses to Joshua. In verse 15, now the Lord appeared at the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood above the door of the tabernacle. And so it is God, Moses, and Joshua meeting together in the holy tabernacle. 16. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot with the gods of the foreigners of the land where they go to be among them, and they will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them." Moses did a good job leading the people. Joshua will as well. But God says the people will rebel. And it just goes to show that we can lead, and we can lead well, and we can lead by example. But that is no guarantee that those we care about will follow. 17. "Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, 'Have not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us?'" God says, they'll walk away from me. These people are going to walk away from me, so I will walk away from them. And when I do, they will know how terrible this world can be without God's blessing. And they will wake up and understand that their many problems have spiritual roots. 18. "And I will surely hide my face in that day, because of all the evil which they have done, in that they have turned to other gods." God says when they reject me, when they conclude that they don't want me in their lives, then I will get out of their lives. It is that free will thing, you know. God doesn't force himself on anyone. 19. "Now therefore, write down this song for yourselves, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel." Music is an amazing thing. And I don't understand it, really. I don't really know anything about music at all, other than I understand that it gets down into our souls, and it stays there. And it seems to even bypass our minds. I mean, it just goes right directly to our souls. And that's why the devil uses it so much. The devil inspires rotten music to cause people to sin and to rebel and to do all sorts of terrible things. God inspires holy music to instruct us and to make us better. And so the song God refers to here is a holy song, and it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 32. And we'll get to that next time. But let's look at verse 20. It says, "When I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat, then they will turn to other gods and serve them. And they will provoke me and break my covenant." Israel, in other words, will not be able to handle prosperity. Prosperity can cause people to let their spiritual guard down if they are not careful. And verse 21, and we'll stop with this. "Then it shall be, when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them." When their life starts crumbling to pieces, then this song that God's about to give them will be there to tell them why things are the way they are. And of course it is because they forsook the Lord God. And we'll pick up our study in verse 22 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.